Lake effect snow coming to western New York today. We're on the line now with Tony Ann Sweeney of the National Weather Service. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
All right, Tony, you've been tracking this weather situation here for western New York. We have lake effect snow coming, and let's first focus on the city of Buffalo. What do we expect for today? When do we expect it?
Yeah, right now we're actually being impacted pretty significantly in the city of Buffalo and in over into the eastern suburbs. A pretty significant lake band right now, probably producing snowfall rates of at least 2 inches per hour. We expect that for at least the next couple of hours, and probably the lake band will drift off to the north into Niagara and Orleans counties for a while, but then we'll see the band shift south again, probably in time for the afternoon commute. And looks like the most persistent snows probably see up to about a foot by the time it's by the end of the day.
In anticipation of that, the Buffalo public schools and parochial schools have already closed this morning, so most certainly some are heeding this advice. Of course, a lot of folks always say that, you know, it's a miss when it comes to some of these storm predictions, but right now what you're saying is it's here and it's going to stay here for a good portion of the day.
You know, the lake band will move around somewhat. It's over the city of Buffalo right now, move off to the north for, you know, throughout midday or early afternoon. Then we'll see it move south again and eventually into the southern tier by tonight. So it is moving around, so we don't expect it to be in one steady state position for a long period of time, and that should keep the amounts generally to a foot for the highest amounts.
Now, beyond the snow, which of course is its own concern, we do have some extreme cold coming into the area. And with that, you've issued some statements. Give us the details there.
Yeah, even though it's pretty cold this morning, teens across most of the area got some single numbers down in the southern tier. But even colder air is going to arrive this weekend. We have a wind chill warning that's in effect for all of western New York, and that starts late tonight, runs through Sunday morning. The combination of bitter cold air and brisk winds will produce very dangerous to even life-threatening wind chill values as cold as 35 below zero at times.
And then finally, Tony, moving forward a little bit, you and your colleagues have kind of been warning us about the possibility of lake effect snow with Lake Erie staying open and free of ice throughout most of this winter. What about moving forward? Are there more events out in the future here that you can kind of get a grasp on?
Well, the good news is this cold blast looks like it's going to be pretty short-lived. It's going to last only through the weekend. Looks like we'll start to warm up again, be above freezing by the time we get into early next week, actually even approach maybe even 40 degrees maybe by Tuesday and Wednesday. And then it looks like even further out, looks like we're going to stay in above normal temperature pattern probably through the end of the month. So as far as any type of lake effect snow or significant lake effect snow after we get through today's event, I don't see anything in the too distant future.
You're giving us some good news on a snowy, cold day here in western New York. Tony Ann Sweeney, as always, thanks very much for your time.
Okay, Jay.